Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Unit 24 will hold a public presentation contest on March 21st at the White County Extension Office. All 4-H members from Hamilton, White, Saline, Gallatin, Pope, and Hardin counties are invited to attend to do any type of formal, illustrated, oral interpretation, or original work speech. Contact your local Extension Office and sign up by March 18th. 4-H Day with the Cardinals will be held on Saturday, May 18th. The tickets are $30 and they're on sale now. That $30 includes a t-shirt and a chance to participate in the parade on the field prior to the game. Additional raffle tickets are available for $1 apiece. First prize is you get to throw out the first pitch. This is for members only. Additional prizes include tickets to future games and autographed baseballs. So if you'd like to sign up, contact your local Extension office and buy your 4-H Day with the Cardinals tickets before they are run out. Hamilton County HCE will hold a Make It and Take It in the courthouse basement on February 29th. Hop on in on this leap year day to make a wooden bunny shelf sitter. They are $20 for a family of three or $15 for a family of two. If you are a 4-H or HCE member, you automatically get a 20% discount. Contact the Extension office if you would like to sign up to make the Make It and Take It bunny. The solar eclipse is quickly approaching. Hamilton County will have 4 minutes and 7 seconds of totality. This is going to happen on April 8th. So there is a festival on April 7th and 8th, which will include church service on Sunday, a bags tournament, food trucks, glow bingo, inflatables, and fireworks. It is $10 admission per car on Sunday, April 7th, to get in. At 10 a.m., there will be a church service. And then Aubrey and Grace will be singing at 11 a.m. The food trucks and inflatables will start at 11. Righteous Rain will sing at 12. A bags tournament will begin at 12. And the Barack and Obamas will play at 2. And Corey Evans will play at 4. This is all happening on Sunday afternoon. Sunday evening, the 90s kids will play Glow Bingo in the Floral Hall and fireworks at 9:15 on April 8th. There is a $30 admission per car to get in. The totality will be at 2:02 p.m. If you'd like to contact any Kiwanis member for more information, there is camping available also at the fairgrounds. The McLeansboro Kiwanis will hold their annual Pancake Day breakfast, $6 in advance, $7 at the door. This will be held on Saturday, February 24th from 6:30 to 1 p.m. in the high school commons. Youth tickets are $2.50 in advance and $3 at the door. For child tickets. If you'd like to attend the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, contact any Kiwanis member to get your tickets. There are 30 $2,500 agricultural scholarships are available to high school seniors who will study an ag-related curriculum or trade and college or vocational school next fall and pursue a career in the farm or in the industry. Two applicants per designated diversity and agriculture scholarships will also be available. Recipients will receive $1,250 for fall of 2024 and the remaining $1,250 the next semester. 50 $500 community improvement grants are available to 4-H clubs and FFA chapters to assist youth members in bringing positive change to their local community. Clubs should choose a project that delivers tangible value where the outcome is visible in the community. Farm Credit encourages collaboration with local organizations to develop and complete the improvement project. The grant application deadline is February 29th. Hamilton County will be applying for 6 of these grants. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.